Welcome to Above Par. I'm your host, Kathy Hartwood. I show you how to take more of your talent to the golf course without practicing harder, taking more lessons, or buying new equipment. I show you how to end the frustration of underperforming so you can start playing to your potential. This is where you are going to learn how to think above par so you can play below par. Let's get to it. Hello, my golf friend. How are you? Welcome back to Above Par, to Think Above Par. I'm super happy that you're here and sharing the podcast and listening and putting in the work to manage your mind, to manage your emotions so that you can play better on the golf course, on and off the golf course. Inside the Academy, the Think Above Par Academy, which is a membership that I have where we talk pretty much on a weekly basis about different topics relative to managing your mind, to mastering your golf brain, how we do it on and off the golf course, listening to other people and what they're going through, if they're open to sharing, diving in a little bit deeper on what's really behind some of the thoughts that are holding us back. There's so much valuable content and information and sharing that has been going on recently. It's just so good. And I want to share it with you here about one of the conversations that we had a few weeks ago. That really was something that I hadn't even thought about. This is why I even like love these calls. It's because when I hear other people share, my brain kind of pings around and looks at things a little bit differently and notices the connection and just the power of words. And this was a word and a phrase that came up from one of the members as she was talking about playing in a partner event. And she was disappointed in her play and said that she just only contributed three holes. Or a couple holes. I don't actually remember the exact number. And how she felt pretty crappy throughout the day. The other thing that was awesome, I'm going to say, is that her partner is also in the membership and also listens to the podcast. And she shared at this moment on how valuable it was for them to be able to talk the same language about managing their mind, that they were able to have an open communication about what was going on what they were thinking and how they were feeling and how they were striving to be back to calm, certain, and confident, that they had a good enough mutual dialogue that really helped them perform better on the golf course. I thought that was super neat to have a partner that also listens to the podcast and is also willing to do this kind of work, meaning managing your mind and your emotions so that you can play better on the golf course, so you can feel better, think better, play better. So that was super cool to hear that they both were able to, you know, speak kind of above par language. So if you have a partner coming up, definitely encourage them to start listening to some episodes or pull out your favorite episodes and share it with them so you can speak the same language on the golf course for both of your own benefit. But this is what came up was her saying that she only contributed on three holes. And I really hadn't thought about the word only, right? We say it all the time. Like, I only made three birdies, or only hit four fairways, or only hit five greens, or I only contributed on a certain number of holes, or I only get so many shots. You can even use it in context of how far you hit it. I only hit it X number of yards. And I want you to be really curious about the ways that you use the word only in your own language on and off the golf course. And it could even be relative to other people, like they only helped on two holes, or they only made a couple of birdies or a couple pars, or only hit a couple fairways. Or off the golf course could be like Betty only contributed rolls to the potluck dinner, right? We could take it off the golf course too, and the different ways that you use the word only. And really what we're saying when we say that is it's not enough. It's not enough birdies, not enough pars, not enough fairways, not enough distance. Betty didn't contribute enough, right? And when we're saying that we're not enough, what we're doing is we're shaming ourselves. And if we're saying that someone else is not enough or they only did something, we're shaming them. Neither one of them feel good. It doesn't feel good to shame someone else, and it for sure doesn't feel good to shame ourselves. So when we start evaluating around, let's say we evaluate our front nine and we're like, I only hit two fairways, right? We're saying that's not enough. I should be better. I should have hit more. Should and shame hold hands, All right. And when we start shaming ourselves, it's really challenging for us to perform our best. It's really challenging for you to think clearly. It's really challenging for you to have access to thoughts that are positive, that are going to move you in the right direction, that are going to get you back to being calm, certain, and confident. When we shame someone else, whether it's on the golf course or bringing rolls to a potluck, right? It doesn't feel good either. It doesn't feel good to say that someone else is not enough, that they should be better. So what would you want to do in that situation when you catch yourself? I want you to start listening for that word only in your dialogue. This came up in a call, was super powerful. A lot of the members got a lot of value out of it and could hear themselves in that conversation. But when you hear yourself use the word only, are you saying, really, I'm not enough? It should have been more. I should be better. I should have made more putts, or I should hit it further or farther. I should be better. Or are you going to argue that I only hit two greens is a fact, and you're just stating a fact, and that you're not really shaming yourself? All right, I get this a lot. Yeah, but it's true that I only hit two greens. And yes, it may be true that you only hit two greens, or you only contributed, or you only made X number of putts, or you only hit so many fairways, or you only hit it so far. This could be true. But when you use the word only in front of it, there's judgment. Only means it's not enough. Being really objective, being a scientist, being factual is I hit two fairways, not I only hit two fairways. That's the difference. I hit two fairways is a fact. Then you get to decide what you think about it. Then you get to decide what you want to feel about it. But when you say I only hit two fairways and you think that's a fact, it's not true because there's already opinion in that fact. Facts are neutral. They're neither good nor bad. The word only in this situation makes it not so great, makes it not enough. So it's going to be very useful for you to listen for the number of times that we only ourselves, right? Or we say only about someone else on and off the golf course. And are we saying that as if it was a fact? Or do we think we're saying it as a fact? And are we saying that as a way of saying we're not enough, that things should be better, that we're shaming ourselves? It's just not useful. There's just no upside to it. Instead, let's state the facts. Take out the word only and state the facts. Betty brought rolls to the dinner. What do we want to think about it? Do we want to make Betty wrong for that? Or do we want to just state the fact? I only got up and down twice today. Versus I got up and down twice today. Words matter. One word, like the word only, matters. And I want you to look for it in your language to yourself with other people on and off the golf course and pay attention to how we connect only with not being enough. We connect only with shaming ourselves, making ourselves less than, or comparing ourselves to other people, which is also making ourselves less than if we're doing it in a negative sense. All right, my friends, state the facts. Separate out that word only and then decide what you want to think about it for your own benefit, for how you want to feel about those facts so that you can move forward to either shifting it, hitting more fairways, making more putts, or you can shame yourself. And usually when you shame yourself, there's not a whole lot of positive action that comes out of that. We waste a lot of time sitting in shame before we pull ourselves out, turn things around and start moving in a positive direction. I say, let's not shame ourselves. All right, no more onlys. And if you want to join us in the Think Above Par Academy, I encourage you to go to abovepar.club. Join me and the rest of the members on a live coaching call. All right, my friends, have a beautiful week and I'll talk to you next Wednesday. Bye.